Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After Midnight.
The house didn't look like anything out of a horror story, which was probably why no one questioned it at the time. It sat farther back from the road than the others, partially hidden behind a line of uneven trees that looked older than the structure itself. The paint had faded in places, the porch sagged just enough to notice if someone stood there long enough, and the windows had that slightly darkened look that comes with age. But it wasn't abandoned, and it wasn't falling apart, it was just old. For the family, it made sense. They needed space, and the property had plenty of it. Acres of land, a barn that hadn't been used in years, and a house big enough for everyone to spread out. At 17, he didn't have much say in the decision, but he didn't object either. It felt like a step forward. They moved in at the beginning of summer, and the first few weeks were exactly what anyone would expect. Long days outside, his father working through the barn, clearing out what had been left behind. His mother trying to make the inside feel like it belonged to them, and the rest of the kids settling into their routines. The house had its quirks, creaking floors, pipes that made noise when someone used the bathroom, rooms that never seemed to hold heat the way they should, but none of it stood out. It was just an older house. The first time something didn't make sense, he didn't think of it that way. He woke up late one night needing to use the bathroom. The room he shared with his younger brother was dark, and he moved through it without turning on a light. The hallway offered no more visibility, and the stairs had to be taken carefully in the dark. The bathroom was directly across from the bottom of the stairs. He stepped inside, closed the door, and locked it out of habit. Before he had a chance to turn on the light, three solid knocks hit the door in quick succession. Not light tapping, not something you could mistake for the house settling, three deliberate strikes that made the door shift in its frame. He froze, listening. There were no footsteps, no movement on the other side. Nothing to suggest anyone had been there long enough to knock. He unlocked the door and pulled it open. The hallway was empty. He leaned out slightly, looking toward the stairs, then toward the living room. Everything was still. The house felt quiet in a way that didn't leave room for someone to have just been there and walked away. At the time, it was easier to dismiss it. Someone could have knocked and left. The house could have made a sound that just happened to resemble something else. There were explanations, even if none of them fit perfectly. By the time he went back upstairs, it didn't seem important enough to hold on to. For a few days, nothing else stood out. The family settled in, routines took over, and the house began to feel normal. That changed when his younger brother approached him one afternoon. They were outside near the side of the house where the ground sloped down slightly toward the back of the property. It was quieter there, removed from the barn and everything else going on. The kind of place where nothing really happened. His brother stood there for a moment before saying anything, which wasn't like him. Eventually, he mentioned there had been a boy on the property, not a neighbor, not someone passing through, a boy who had been there before them. The way he said it wasn't excited or exaggerated. If anything, it was plain, like he was stating something that didn't need to be questioned. The boy had told him not to go into the barn. That part stayed with him longer than the rest. The barn wasn't off limits. There was nothing about it that seemed especially dangerous beyond what you'd expect from an old structure. But the warning hadn't been casual. It had been given, like it mattered. When asked for more detail, his brother couldn't offer much. No name, no clear description. Just the sense that the boy had lived there once, and that he knew something about the place that they didn't. At the time, it was still easy to dismiss. Kids imagine things, especially in new places where everything felt unfamiliar. But the comment about the barn lingered. Over the next several days, the house began to feel slightly different in ways that were difficult to define. Not dramatically, not in a way that could be pointed out directly, but enough to notice if attention was given to it. Sounds came from upstairs when everyone was downstairs. There were moments where being alone in a room didn't feel entirely accurate. None of it was enough on its own to mean anything. It was only when those moments started to add up that something about it felt off. The next incident made it harder to ignore. It happened late again, close to the same time as before. He woke up suddenly, not sure what had pulled him out of sleep. The room was dark except for the faint light coming through the window. His brother was still asleep across the room, turned away, unmoving. At first, there was nothing. Then came the sound. It was quiet, low enough that it might have been mistaken for something else if it had come from farther away. But it hadn't. It was close. Close enough that it felt like it was coming from right beside him. It resembled whispering, though not in a way that formed clear words. Just the rhythm of someone speaking softly, too low to understand. He didn't move at first. He listened. The sound continued for another moment, then stopped abruptly. He sat up, turning toward where it had come from. There was nothing there. No one standing beside the bed. No sign that anyone had been close enough to make that sound. That was when his attention shifted across the room. The light from the window fell just enough to outline his brother in bed. Beyond that, in the corner, near where the wall met the window, there was something else. At first, his mind tried to make sense of it. A shadow, something out of place, anything that would fit into what he already understood, but it didn't. It held its shape. It looked like someone standing there. There were no features, no movement, nothing that defined it beyond its presence. But it didn't need to move. The fact that it was there at all was enough. It hadn't been there before. And now it was. He didn't stay long enough to question it. He got out of bed and left the room immediately. He didn't stop moving until he reached the bottom of the stairs. The kitchen light was already on, which he noticed before anything else. His father was standing near the counter, not doing much of anything, just there in a way that suggested he hadn't just woken up. It wasn't unusual for him to be up late or early, but the timing of it, standing there at that exact moment, felt like more than coincidence. He explained what had happened as best he could, leaving out nothing this time. There wasn't much point in softening it. Whatever he had seen upstairs didn't feel like something that could be brushed off as a bad dream. His father listened without interrupting, then headed upstairs to check. The result was exactly what anyone would expect, nothing. No one in the room, nothing out of place, no indication that anything had been standing there minutes earlier. His father still took his time looking around before coming back down, offering the same conclusion that didn't really change anything. There was nothing there. After that, things didn't go back to normal. It wasn't immediate or dramatic, but the house didn't feel the same. Once something crosses that line from something you can ignore into something you can't, it changes how everything else is experienced. Small things became harder to dismiss. Sounds upstairs carried more weight. A door closing somewhere in the house made him stop and listen instead of brushing it off. Even during the day, there were moments where being alone in a room didn't feel entirely accurate. His younger brother mentioned the boy again a few days later, but not in the same way as before. This time, it wasn't about being outside or near the barn. It was about seeing him inside the house. Not clearly, not in a way that could be described in detail, but enough to say that he had been there, standing in a doorway or at the top of the stairs, watching. There was no fear in the way he talked about it. If anything, it sounded like he was describing someone familiar, someone who had been around more than once. That difference stood out. What his brother described didn't match what he had seen. The boy didn't sound threatening. He didn't whisper in the night or stand silently in the corner of a room where no one else should be. He appeared, said what he needed to say, and then was gone. Simple, contained. What he had experienced wasn't. The next time something happened, it wasn't late at night. They were all in the living room. His parents were out, something that didn't happen often. And the responsibility of watching the younger kids had fallen to him and his older brother. The television was on, filling the room with just enough light to soften everything else. His younger siblings were scattered around, not really paying attention to anything in particular. It was quiet in the way a house gets when everyone is present but not interacting. That was when the first sound came, a dull thud from somewhere down the hallway. Not loud, but distinct enough to stand out. He glanced toward the hallway, expecting to see someone moving around, but nothing followed it. His older brother noticed it too, though neither of them said anything at first. A few seconds passed before it happened again. This time it was heavier, more deliberate. something that didn't sound like it could be explained away as the house settling or someone shifting in another room. He muted the television. The silence that followed made the next sound impossible to ignore. It came from the direction of his younger sister's room. All of them heard it. That was what made it different. His younger brother had gone still, staring toward the hallway. The others were doing the same, waiting for something else to happen. For someone to explain what they were hearing, nothing did. Not right away. Then something moved. A plastic ball rolled into view from inside the room, hitting the wall with enough force to bounce before slowly making its way back the direction it had come. No one had been in there. At least, no one was supposed to be. His first instinct was to call out, assuming it had to be his sister. It was the only explanation that made sense, even if it didn't fully fit. There was no response. He stood up and moved toward the hallway without really thinking about it. His older brother stayed where he was, watching. No one tried to stop him. As he got closer to the doorway, something moved again. This time, it wasn't an object. A figure passed in front of the open doorway and disappeared toward the closet inside the room. It happened quickly, but not so quickly that it could be missed. Small, light in color, moving with purpose. For a second, it looked like it could have been his sister. That thought didn't last. He stepped into the room. The bed was exactly where it should have been. The blankets were pulled up, and his sister was lying there, asleep, not moving, not reacting to any of what had just happened. He stood there for a moment, trying to make sense of it, but nothing lined up. He turned toward the closet. The door was closed. There was no sound coming from inside, no movement, no shifting, nothing that suggested anyone had just gone in there. He crossed the room and pulled it open. It was empty. No one inside. No place for someone to hide. Just the same space that had been there before, unchanged. He stepped back and looked around the room again. Everything was still. The ball was no longer in sight. When he walked back into the living room, no one asked what he had seen. They didn't need to. They had all heard it. They had all watched it happen. And for the first time, it wasn't something that could be explained away or ignored. It had happened in front of all of them, out in the open, leaving no room for doubt. Whatever was in that house wasn't just something one person was experiencing. And whatever he had seen in his room, whatever had whispered close enough for him to feel it. It didn't feel like it had anything to do with a child. After that night, things didn't escalate in the way he expected. There were no constant disturbances, no repeated events that forced the issue. If anything, what followed was more unsettling because of how inconsistent it was. Days would pass where nothing stood out at all, where the house felt no different than any other place they had lived. Then, without warning, something would happen just enough to remind him that whatever they had experienced hadn't gone away. His younger brother mentioned the boy a few more times, but less often as the months passed. When he did, it was always brief and matter-of-fact, like it wasn't something worth focusing on. There was no fear in it, no sense that the presence meant harm. If anything, it sounded like something he had simply accepted. That never sat right with him because what he had seen in his room and what had moved through his sister's doorway didn't carry that same feeling. There was a difference that was hard to explain, but impossible to ignore once it had been noticed. One presence felt contained, almost predictable in the way it appeared and disappeared. The other didn't follow any pattern at all, and that lack of consistency made it harder to understand. The barn was never mentioned again directly, but he avoided it without really thinking about it. Even during the day when his father was working inside and the doors were open, there was something about stepping too close that felt wrong. Not dangerous in any physical sense, but enough to create a hesitation he couldn't justify. That same feeling would surface inside the house at times, though never consistently. Certain rooms felt normal one day and off the next, as if something about the space itself shifted in ways that couldn't be explained by light or temperature alone. What stayed with him most wasn't the larger moments, but the smaller ones. The sense, every now and then, that someone was moving somewhere in the house when no one else was. The sound of a step on the floor above when he knew everyone was downstairs. The way certain parts of the house seemed to hold on to quiet differently. as if the silence itself carried weight. None of it was enough on its own, but together, it never fully went away. Over time, he stopped talking about it. There wasn't anything new to add, and no one else seemed to experience it the way he did. His parents never mentioned anything unusual, and his older brother didn't revisit what had happened that night. Even his younger brother, the only one who had described something specific, seemed less interested as time passed, as if whatever connection had been there had faded. By the time he turned 18, the decision to move out had already been made. It had nothing to do with the house, at least not in any way he would have admitted. He had plans, a relationship he wanted to pursue, and an opportunity to start something of his own. Leaving felt natural. For a while, it seemed like that had been the right move for more reasons than one. The first few weeks in the new place were quiet. There was nothing unusual about it, nothing that stood out or felt out of place. It was smaller, more modern, and easier to understand. Sounds had explanations. Spaces felt consistent. Being alone felt like exactly what it should have been. That was what made the first incident there stand out. It happened late one night when he was the only one home. The house was quiet with no background noise beyond what came from outside. He was in the living room when he heard it, a faint rolling sound coming from somewhere deeper in the house. At first, he didn't react. It was subtle enough to ignore, the kind of thing that could have been anything. But then it happened again, clearer this time. Something small moving across the floor. Rolling. He stayed where he was for a moment, listening, trying to place where it was coming from. There was nothing in the house that should have made that kind of sound. Nothing loose. Nothing round. Nothing that could have moved on its own. The sound stopped and nothing followed it. After a few seconds, he got up and walked through the house, checking each room as he went. Everything was exactly where it should have been. Nothing out of place, nothing moving, nothing that explained what he had heard. For a while, he convinced himself it was nothing. A new house, different acoustics, a sound that carried in a way he wasn't used to. That explanation held until it happened again, and then again. Never consistently, but just enough that it couldn't be ignored. The sound never changed. It was always the same, something small, rolling across the floor just out of sight, stopping before it could be followed or located. It never happened when anyone else was around, only when he was alone, when the house was quiet enough that there was nothing else to compete with it. Other things followed, though never all at once. Footsteps, faint but distinct, coming from upstairs when he knew no one was there. The occasional sound of movement in another room, stopping the moment he focused on it. Once, the unmistakable sound of a toilet flushing on its own echoing through the house when he was certain he was the only one inside. Individually, each moment could be explained. Together, they felt familiar. Not identical to what had happened in the farmhouse, but close enough to make him stop and think about it in a way he hadn't wanted to before. If it had been exactly the same, it would have been easier to accept. Easier to connect directly to what had come before. But it wasn't. The sounds were different. The timing was different. Even the feeling of it wasn't quite the same. It was just similar enough to raise a question he couldn't answer. Whether what he was experiencing now had anything to do with where he had been before, or whether it was something else entirely. He never saw the figure again. He never heard the whispering in the same way. But every now and then, late at night, when the house was quiet and there was nothing else to explain it, he would hear that sound again, something small, rolling across the floor, stopping just out of sight. In those moments, it didn't feel like coincidence. It felt like something that had continued. Not exactly the same, but not completely different either. And whatever had been in that house before, whatever hadn't quite matched the story they thought they understood, he couldn't say for certain that it had followed him. But he also couldn't say that it hadn't.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.